to waste them on a death watch. Life or not, the enemy is the next stop. Skin came down, he thoughts not cloudy. Chainsaw, make your brains raw, don't doubt me. Put your life on the line to survive. This game of death, you must thrive. Stay clear, cause the world is mine. And the right fist backs every word of my lines. Attack on sight, red, black, white is all that is needed. Delivering a beating, face all bleeding. You're no longer breathing, stop sign to your eye. Life is depleting. Call me a heathen, this mad world is feeding. My appetite for destruction and my reason. It's the last, you're feeling my trip. If you don't, you can feel your chest cavity split. It's a mad a fatal concussion, organ combustion, metal spike busting. Do your back jack, has no time for discussion. Strike back busting, man doors cushion. Do your flesh, it's a mess while I'm pushing. Your body in the trash can, who will be the last man? Ask me, I reply, Jack, while I'm bashing your head in. Homicide veteran, psycho. If you and me, then you might go crazy. You and me, schizo, better get insane. Now I must come across pain. The price of my brain is at $10,000. Don't let the chainsaw stop ya. I slice loose, send my luck to a surgeon. This is my world and I'm still here lurking. Every word of my lines. Attack on sight. Red, black, white is all that is needed.
Let's get scratching.
Hello? Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds!
I've done a podcast. Hey.
They just look like sausages. Yeah. People who are sausages.
You have to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
Check it out.
This is
the best feature.
Phone mix.
On Radio Sega.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to episode 8 of Fast Beats Phone Mix, the trial episode. Those of you familiar with Radio Sega will slightly be familiar with that name as well. But yes, this is Fast Beats Phone Mix, where we gather all our regular chums on a Sunday night, banter about all kinds of Sega and Sonic-y things, as well as the random world of video games and anything that happens to be creeping out as well. So yes, it's another Sunday night. Hello to all the listeners out there, and thank you for tuning in. We've got a lot to talk about this week, I think. There's plenty going on. I think many people are obviously aware of the World Cup, as it were. E3 is happening at the moment as well. And plenty of things will be coming to you later on as well, as our regulars as well. Speaking of regulars, we have the regulars joining us this week as well. No newbies this week, as it would seem. Alongside myself, Fastby, we have my co-host, SJ.
Hello.
We also have Spawn of Jack.
Hello.
We also have Ryo Nakage.
A big hi to my Facebook friends listening to me now.
Whose name will remain nameless. And this week we have, as many of you will know, a resident Sega TJ, resident SD.
I see what you did there. Hey everybody, how you doing?
Yes. Also, I'd like to give... Paper. Yeah. My show, shut in the corner and dropped up. Who would say one? But also give a shout out to everyone in our IRC chat room as well. We have Spondy, Biafra, a couple of the best D'Artagnan Empires, Fosfi, Fishstick, Skablabay, Iny Fruit, Josh, Mina, MidiDub, MTails, Resin SD, Shattered SJ, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Speed 22. So hello to all of you there. All of you listening, if you're not in the IRC room, get in there, because it's an absolute blast having a laugh in there. We speak in the Radio Sega chat room, we also communicate with the Sonic Stadium chat room as well. It's the biggest Sonic site in the world, as it would seem. It's good to have a chat with them as well, being part of the Sega community. You can find out on how to join the Radio Sega chat room by going to radiosega.net/shows.php, or just visit the site and you'll figure it out your own way there. Yeah, you can also request music on the phone mix, and you can do that by direct messaging us in the chat room. You can also tweet it to us at fastfeetmedia, or if you fancy emailing me, I'm fastfeet@fastfeetmedia.net. Not that anyone ever does email, because it's really boring and old, apparently. It's a new snail mail.
Your people still use it.
Must be walking around with Zimu frames, all that email nonsense. But yes. So yeah, you might as well knock this one out of the park, as it were. World Cup's on at the moment, and as the people joining at the moment and coasting are both English and American, we had our game yesterday, which I thought was hilarious. So I'm a good old
hate fail.
Fail. Yeah, I think fail comes into it somewhere. I didn't see half of it because I fell asleep halfway through, so. But anyway, football's not my thing. I'd rather be playing games. And yeah, but it was 1-1. I think England scored a cheeky goal, cheeky being a key word there. And then another goal happened later on where apparently the English goalkeeper just can't keep hold of a ball, which you would have thought would be quite paramount, being a bloody goalkeeper. Oh, I can't keep hold of the ball. Damn it! You're the best in the country, and you can't keep hold of a ball. Go home, get out of there.
It was always my understanding that was quite important, the whole, you know, grabbing the ball, holding the ball, being able to not let the ball go in the back of the net. But Rob Green must have missed that particular training session, that's all I can think of.
Well, if that's the case, then why was he in the first squad?
Why are any of those goalkeepers in the first squad, frankly? But this isn't Fast Feet 606, so...
Indeed it ain't. Yeah. From what I can get, that goalkeeper go sit in the corner of the goal. You're useless. Just sit there and shut up.
Very well said. Just sit on the bench. That'll do. That's fine.
If England win the World Cup, I'll call myself Hag of the Week for the rest of the season. How's that for a do?
That means it can't be me, so that works for me.
Yeah, I don't mean to be unpatriotic, but, you know, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I won't be Hag of the Week because of my cruddy audio skills.
Yeah, this week's called trial episode because it's effectively, apart from Leonel Kage, is all DJs. Resident SD is DJ, I'm DJ, SJ's a DJ now, and Spawn Jack will soon to be DJ as well, so all on Radio Sega, so yeah. And the trial episode refers to the fact that episode 2 of the phone mix was due to air, however I wasn't around due to the, well, world famous explosive tits now, apparently. And so
every mention of that will just make me laugh.
So instead, Radio Sega held a trial episode where they tried to do the phone mix. Instead, it just went a bit peak tong, shall we say. It was just a bit all over the place, so yeah. Not quite to the level that we have here on the phone mix, but yeah. So yeah, this is a reinvented trial episode as such, really, a much better one. And for those of you listening, that trial episode has nothing to do with the phone mix. They think it does. It's nothing to do with me. I'm not held responsible for the content of that thing. Regardless, you can go down. It is indeed. So yeah, speaking of which, Resident SD was named Hag of the Week last week, due to a vote, apparently, as well. So, you know, don't blame that on me.
You were voting on M-tails.
Deservingly, I may add.
We have a sneaky suspicion this
week. I'm appalled. Frankly, to be honest, I'm appalled.
We don't care!
Yeah, so, I mean, Hag of the Week. I've got a sneaky suspicion who it might be this week. I'm not going to say who just yet, but we'll fill you in on that later on, well, possibly. Unless someone in the RC room, or elsewise, decides to annoy the crap out of me, then, yeah, you're more likely to be a hag. I'm sure you can find the ultimate definition of hag on urbandictionary.com as well, where you find a lot of other definitions, but if you want to find out what it means, go there.
Alabama hot pocket.
Right.
Right. I think that's how it's meant to go anyway.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, a bit of a banter about E3, because E3, those of you who have been living under a cave and have no idea about video games, is the Electronic Entertainment Expo held every year in Los Angeles, where all of the big games companies show off all their cool shoes. So yeah, that's going on at the moment. I'm guessing it started maybe Thursday, Friday or something like that. I really have probably keep a track of it when I should have, but
tomorrow, I believe.
Yep, tomorrow.
Tomorrow they have it. So E3
tomorrow
is...
Microsoft's going to do their show, and then Tuesday Nintendo and Sony's going to do their presentations and everything.
There's also going to be Ubisoft and EA as well on the Monday, I believe.
Yeah. Very cool.
I mean, they usually have the big hardware developers doing their announcements and those sort of press conferences, but obviously more and more smaller, well, not smaller, but obviously some of the bigger software publishers are actually involved doing their own press conferences, which is good. I think that's definitely a good thing to have more press conferences going on, because they're always interesting. Yeah. Mark's going to kill me for this, but we'll mention this. So the Apple conference about the new iPhone that came out not so long ago, well, not came out, it was announced officially. And there was a nice little technical glitch and cock up there, really. I don't think it was down to Apple's fault there, but it was, again, hilarious. if you're a Microsoft fan.
Everyone, turn off your Wi-Fi! Turn off your Wi-Fi!
Yeah, that was very funny, that was. But no, was everyone was left there. Turn off your Wi-Fi. No, seriously, really, you're going to have to turn it off. I think Google joked about doing it a few weeks before, so everyone thought they were joking. Like, no, really, we're screwed here, turn it off.
I actually missed it, so I didn't understand the joke, but...
Well, basically, they were showing off some of the internet capabilities of the new iPhone as well, and every time they tried loading it on their big, massive projector, they just said, no, I can't connect to the internet, I don't know what's going on. He's like, fuck, come on, damn it!
A big blue fail.
Now you know how Bill Gates feels.
Oh, yeah, the
every day.
Yeah, the plug and play. Blue screen.
Yeah.
That's why it's not released yet.
Might as well be the blue screen of death.
Yeah, be sod. As otherwise known in its initial form.
Yeah, and it's a sod, alright.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I'll reiterate, how do you think your show went earlier on in the week, SJ, seeing it was your first official show?
I thought it went alright. I mean, there was a lot of requests, well, enough at least. I'm just hoping that there'll be a load of requests in for next week's. I'll put up a link to any requests. Any that I haven't played, I will play eventually.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. There it is. Ding. Bloody come up, there you go. Just make sure you post whatever Sega or Sonic song that you want to hear, and I'll get around to playing it.
Excellent. So we'll stick the main requests midweek, because this show's on Wednesday, 9 p.m. UK time, so if you want to stick in the mega mix of requests, then that's SJ's Sega Jukebox, which is on Wednesday, so yeah. And Spawner Jack show is obviously very close. It's coming sooner and sooner, looking at a week or two time at best, so yeah. Looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, I'm hoping for this next Saturday. And I haven't had a formal announcement on the website for anything, but been busy with a lot of stuff, and hopefully I actually should be able to get that up today or tomorrow.
Good. So yeah, that's going to mean two shows on a Sega on a Saturday night, and two shows on a Sunday night as well. So there's going to be plenty for everyone to check out there. And there's also going to be another show in the works as well, really. There's always had an ETA, but I'm probably not going to say a lot about it now because it's not my place to say. It's more Radio Sega's area. So, for those of you who have been a bit behind on the shows and podcasts and haven't listened to them, you could go to Fast Media's podcast directory where all the MP3 versions of the shows have been updated. If you want the enhanced AAC versions, find them on Radio Sega because they're all there now, up to date. Speaking of which, tomorrow night everything will be put up to date from this weekend as well. So yeah, we were a little bit behind this week, but yeah, some of us have got busy things to do during the week, so it doesn't always happen. But we've been pretty good so far, so we'll try to be proud. But yeah, again, no sounds like Sega. I think I found something else which is going to replace it, but I haven't been able to prepare it. What I was thinking is a segment which is going to be called Made for Mega Drive. So new tunes that sound like they have come from like the Mega Drive sort of sound chip, as it were. They're actually that sort of sound, so that could be quite cool. I've already spotted a few lying around on the internet and YouTube and the like, so they might be worthwhile putting it into a mix and seeing what people think. So good for the old retro sounds anyway, really. Anyway, yep, the yep, Shadow's just been announcing all the different times of conferences that are going on as well. So yeah, EA, Ubisoft, Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft Natal, what the hell that is. Microsoft Natal, Games for Kids! God. Just can't imagine if that was true. That would certainly be put down in the history of weird video games anyway. So yeah. Right, let's go to some of our requests that have been made by the IRC members. Again, if you want to request, then you can do so by joining the chat room, direct messaging. You can also Twitter at Farsight Media. And also, we do have a couple of spare slots here on the PhoneMix. So if you have Skype to make calls over the internet, then add the user PhoneMix with an F, F-O-N-E-M-I-X. And we'll add you in, and just let us know you want to be added to the show, and we can get talking to you and see what you think of this week's issues. Anyway, in the meantime, we're going to go on to the next track, which has been requested, which is Burning Angels, Angels with Burning Hearts, the English version. And we've also got Flying Batteries on Act 2, a Jet Set Radio track, Daytona, USA, and a Side Street Galaxy, and Gain Ground from Sega Agent as well, amongst some other things as well. So you're listening to Fast Beats Bone Mix, we'll be right back after these requested tracks.
This is
Fast Beats
Bone Mix
on Radio Sega. Tomorrow it's drive, passing through the matrix of death.
listen to this show again, download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
This is
the best 8-bit mix
on Radio Sega.
Service announcement from our good friends at Sega.
Kids, there's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's no good. It's your body. No one has the right to touch you if you don't want them to. So what do? First, you say no. Then, you get out of there. Most important, you gotta tell someone you trust. Like your parents, your teacher, a police officer.
Okay, dog, and we're back on Fastbeat's Phone Mix here. Yeah. Don't be touched by strangers, because it's bad, Sonic says.
I've definitely learned something tonight.
Run like fuck.
Yeah.
That's usually Sonic's teachings here. Anyway, but we're back, talking crap as usual, so yes, about Sega and Sonic stuff, so... Come on, wake up! Talking to you guys.
I am awake.
mm-hmm. Sega.
I didn't sound too confident.
I'm a bit exclusive in that. Yeah. What was I going to talk about? That's where we were. Something we were going to talk about. Stuff, yeah, well, we usually do.
But random stuff.
Oh, yeah, one of the things. In the artist room, we threw you a link about a crazy Sonic tattoo, which is all down someone's arm and features Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Robotnik as well. Very nicely done artwork, but it's, as Reston said, is a dedication or is just plain craziness?
I think it's a mixture.
Oh, I think it's just craziness. I mean, we're talking off the air, and I'm not a massive fan of tattoos anyway, but to have the dedication to do something like that, I mean, it's just, that's just crazy. Especially as we spotted, it looks like it's got some Mario tubes in it, which is a bit, you know,
screwed up.
Yeah.
I think that would be from Aquatic Ruin Zone, but obviously, maybe the tattooist was a bit of a Nintendo fan.
I thought it might be from Marble Zone, because a lot of that down there is from Marble Zone. The bit when you go underground first time, there is those sort of green tubes down there, isn't there? But they do look a lot more like the Mario ones and the Sonic ones. So, yeah, maybe you're right. It was a bit of a Nintendo fan and thought, right, I'll have it.
Sabotage.
To which I will add, heresy! Heresy! Heresy!
I agree.
Yes. Nintendo blasphemy all around us.
The fact that they had a Wii in the corner should have alerted him, to be honest.
Other big news this week. We have been told that... a huge array of Dreamcast classics are going to be coming to the Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation 3 network, and maybe WiiWare. I don't think that's been confirmed, but it would make sense if they're going to do the other two. So yeah, Sonic Adventure's coming back. I'm fairly certain we'll be seeing the Jet Set Radio and the others as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
Crazy Taxi as well.
Yeah, and all the good ones. Toy Commander's not one that comes up when I mention Dreamcast. People are like, oh, I remember playing Toy Commander, that was wicked, you know? And I was like, yeah. It was very one of those sort of like not hyped up games. When you played it, it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
So you know, it's like little gems like that on the Dreamcast that made it worth the console it is in the day, really. So those of you who weren't around for Dreamcast, better download them. I mean, I think if we, in the same way the DVD sales, if they are really high, they might reproduce more series of shows. For example, if we download enough of the game, they might make a new one. So I mean, that's irrelevant for Sonic, of course, really, but if we download the hell out of Jet Set Radio, I'd like to think they'll do the whole Jet Set Radio idea again.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Would be awesome to have a new JSR, definitely.
Sega employees, if you're listening, sort it out. Make a Jet Set Radio game again. I know where you work. I've been there. I can take your security guard.
You mean I can't come in? Don't you know who I am?
just tell Archangel UK I'm on his way.
Oh, you don't know who I am?
Fast Feet? I've never heard of any Fast Feet.
That nickname will probably resonate around Sega after me running out of the Sega HQ's office going, fuck, 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 run!
That guy!
Don't tase me, bro!
You with a bunch of stuff from the offices. Leggett!
I can just imagine Fast Feet running out of the front door, holding a bunch of Sonic memorabilia, running for his life.
So what was Fast Feet's legging out of Sega HQ's building? There's Dreadnoughts scaling the side of the building. It's stealing the Sega logo off the side of the building. Come here, I want it for my bedroom.
And Rorai just sitting up to the side insulting people.
We should do that during Summer Sonic. We'll be distracted then. Yeah.
We need to set up a Facebook group. Somebody in the Sonic community needs to scale the side of the Sega building. Dead body. Doesn't matter who it is. Just dead. That would just be awesome.
SOSS. Summer of Steel in Sega.
Oh. Sonic's gonna be mine.
You know, that sounds like something off a freaking comedy program.
We are laughable on a show in many ways. Maybe laughing with us or at us, depends. But yes,
we don't give a shit.
No, we don't.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, we'll carry on from that. Yeah, just skip a little bit. So the other news this week is that Summer Sonic's been going announcement crazy this week. Really crazy. So let's go with the five most recent posts as of SummerSonic.com. They've shown a behind-the-scenes view of the pavilion, which is the venue this year, on three levels, although, you know, we're talking levels, it goes up three steps. Not really a level, is it, really? Something else, but it's not a level. Either way, the venue looks pretty sweet. There's a nice little balcony area for VIPs, so that'd be cool. But other than that, three levels can be quite good. We'll have the stage and DJ decks down there as well. I'm hoping that the DJ decks is going to have some fun bits to them this time. But if not, I have my ways around it. So, yeah, when you're at Summer Sonic, if you're going, I have some tricks up my sleeve when I'm DJing, so watch out for me. I'll more than likely be the guy wearing a Faster Media t-shirt or have blue hedgehog ears on my head, which is what I had last year. So. If I don't wear them, the missus might be upset. So. Probably should wear them. Aside from that, any of you guys seen the venue yet? Have you seen that video? Or?
Yes, I have. Yep.
What do you think?
I'm impressed. Even though I'd never been to the other ones.
Yes, it'd be helpful if we had Gavi here, because he was there last year. He would help and elaborate on it, but never mind.
Yeah.
That tag of the week for you.
Yeah, well, that's coming up in a bit. Don't want to...
Spoilers!
Damn you!
Oh shit, did I spoil... Oh shit, I spoiled it! Oh, damn it!
Shall we double that this week?
I go ahead, add me on to
that one too. Hagga.
Make me secondary, I feel so ashamed right now. I deserve it. But I mean, what I've heard, what was it? Was it the first one, was it like around 200, 300 people capacity?
Yeah, 200 and 300 first year in the Dragon's Hall, Covent Garden, and then we had in Truman Brewery, it was a 500 person capacity, and then we're talking in the Pavilion, this year's 1,000 person capacity, which is going to be pretty immense. So I don't see how they're going to fit 1,000 people in there, but it kind of looks different, because when they did the video, you can see all the chairs and loads of crap lying around there as well, as you do when you're checking out a venue. But yeah, it'll be interesting, yeah. But the main thing is that, A, unlike the first year, it's not going to be small and cramped, even though we had 200 people or so in there, but still cramped. B, we in the second year, we had that big square area of the Truman Brewery, which is great, but there was a lot of pillars in the way, so, and one big, massive square brick wall in the middle. That kind of got in the way of things. So, from an acoustic sound, yeah, I think it should sound better, it should be better laid out. And there's also a lot of disabled access as well, which is very good news. Not that there wasn't in the previous 2 years, but it's always good to have that there so everyone can attend. We've also announced how to get there, places to stay as well. There are a few hotels around there which aren't too bad price-wise. My hints go out, as I did last year, to anyone who may be attending, that if you don't mind where you're staying, look for spare student accommodation in the London area, because it's cheap as chips, basically. And as much as it's not going to be great accommodation, it's a roof over your head for the night, and some of it's not bad. It'll do. Let's face it, if you can't afford luxury, a roof over your head's better than nothing. So, yeah. Student accommodation is a very cheap way to stay somewhere for a night. Outside of there, getting there is pretty easy. There's a million tube stations around there, really. And even if you're flying in, you can get a train or a bus into London Central and then get the tube. The tube will take you anywhere and it's relatively easy to find your way around. So, yeah, shouldn't be too bad. Thankfully, got my iPhone, so it should be easier to get there this time as I got lost again last year. So, I'm always late for SOS, so hopefully I'll be on time.
That's not encouraging.
It's not, but I get the job done in the end. So. outside of that, there's going to be a cosplay competition. So if you do like dressing up like lots of furry creatures, or shaving your head and being robotic for a day, knock yourself out, because there'll be a competition with lots of Sega goodies. If you're lucky, you might win, say, a PS3 or an Xbox or something, because they usually do give away consoles at the competitions, so might be worth doing. But you'll be up a lot of stiff competition this year, because they're pretty good at it, the cosplay stuff.
Do you think anyone's going to have the Bullocks dress up as Mario?
Unless they want to downright kick in, no.
Well, he won't have the balls after.
That would be the first Summer of Sonic Massacre, wouldn't it? If that happened. Get him!
Just switching over to our BBC News correspondent now. Today.
Which is ironic because BBC Central, BBC Centre's just down the road.
We have breaking news of a fight in the pavilions at Shepherd's Bush. Yeah. We take you live now with somebody.
No, I could just picture it going something like this, guys. It would just be something like, earlier today, there was first of its kind, there was the third annual Sonic the Hedgehog Convention. Unfortunately, some poor miscreant decided to dress up as a Mario fan and was subsequently mauled to death.
Yeah. Reaction at the end.
So he goes, now an illegal investigation, further spiky investigation. Anyway.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he died as he had no more continues.
The doctors gave him some mushrooms, but it didn't seem to help. Was that a new Mario tune or just a really bad drum?
It'd almost be wrong if that person didn't get beat up or anything like that. Although I'm not condoning violence. I am not condoning violence, Sega. I am not.
Get it.
So dress up as... They should do, what's the name of it? Something 64. I can't remember the name of the site, but they do a lot of spin-off of the game things, and they just have people dress up as game characters and just do lots of sort of real-life things. They get like Mario jumping around like in the middle of a city centre, and it's just, people are just like, what the hell is going on? I remember they did the Shenmue one, and there was... There was a guy just walked around and go, have you seen so-and-so? Who killed my father? I was like, what the hell? Dude? Get the fuck out of here. Crazy person, get out!
It's like, what? Metal Gear? They're awesome.
I was like, what? Metal Gear? Otacon, what the?
So on top of that, the news we've been waiting for, because it was an uncertainty, is that Summer of Sonic 2010 will be free to enter. You won't have to pay a penny to actually get in, which is fantastic news. It would have been good to pay in some respects, because we would have support Sega and everything they pay to do on this, because, you know, it's not like this is free to rent the hall and all the other bits and pieces that go with this. So, you know, if you are attending, do give a good hands up and a welcome to Sega and everyone who arranged it as well, really. Because, you know, that's a bit of effort to go and pay you all to enjoy this sort of thing. So, yeah, give them your thanks. So yeah, it's going to be free, and it's going to be pretty good. And they really just as long as you don't lose your ticket.
So it's summerofsonic.com?
Yeah, it is indeed. Summerofsonic.com, they've got just basic information on it at the moment as well, and their blog will keep update all the info that's going on. So now we're really waiting for announcements on who's going to be performing, that sort of thing. I know some details, however, I'm strictly held to oath and I can't say anything. Sorry. No, these monkeys, they'll check my, they'll check the show and the podcast, believe me.
Yep.
Which I'm case, I'll, say, get I'll lose my DJ rights.
Every night I will lay awake, and every night I'll come to you, and every night... Okay, I'm going to stop there. I cannot sing for bollocks.
Not getting anyone. Yeah,
the Rex Factor, coming soon.
I've got to be so much more than this.
That was not bad, actually.
Yeah. and I'm not going to try.
Yeah. I'm better at the mixing, not the singing. Yeah, you don't want to hear me singing. Your ears will bleed.
Internet 5 for you, Resident SD.
Yeah, for some reason, Shadid wants me to sing, but he didn't, so, you know. No.
Well, when I was doing my show, MTLs kept demanding me to sing.
Gabby has ruined it for all of us, that's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Damn you, Gabby. Damn you.
Oh, yeah, you just reminded me. Oh, yeah, Gabby, I know you're not listening, but your Hag of the Week this week.
Failure.
Week 8, and Gabby's a Hag of the Week. Reason? You didn't turn up when you said you would, yes, Smaggot, so... you have only yourself to blame.
Ooh. Gabby, my name is Ryo Nakage. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Oh. Don't be thought.
I think every week we should go into the Sega forums and see what the hell everyone's talking about. Because obviously Sega have their own official forums. I want to see what they're talking about, because we haven't come across it very much, you know? So
I've come across it this morning, well, earlier today, but I was mainly checking out the Yakuza threads, and they kept on saying, oh, please don't cut anything out, please don't cut anything out. It's until spring, so chances are they've got ample time to actually translate everything.
Hopefully.
I mean, well, AUK did say that the hostesses are back in. And they are promising that they're going to try and make sure that everything is where it's at. So everything's translated. Hopefully.
Excellent. So yeah, if you are a Sega fan and you're listening as well, by the way, those Sega forums, they've actually noted, if you want a Dreamcast game put back onto Xbox Live Arcade, PS3, blah, 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 the forum fed on there, just let them know. And they'll release it potentially as well. So that's going to be good, because I want to obviously release as many as possible Dreamcast games, but I want them to remake newer games based off of the cool older ones which are released. So
don't forget Knights.
They weren't released for the Dreamcast. That was a Saturn game.
It doesn't matter. Just re-release it.
Oh, now you just set him off.
Give up the fight. Long as the voice is heaven to you, I'm fine. I forgot the lyrics, Devin.
Oh my.
We now have a duet sort for the Rex Factor. Nice.
I've only got my Rex Factor. That's we get like some sort of karaoke competition.
Yeah.
I think Bruce says that Choo Choo Rocket needs to come out.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree with that. Choo Choo Rocket has to be on, and not just on Xbox Live Arcade, with the online stuff as well. Has to happen. Yeah. No brainer. Absolute no brainer.
Obviously, if we exclude PC here, Choo Choo Rocket, one of the best and first online games, I think. So.
Yeah, I agree. Awesome game. Love that back in the day. Brilliant.
Best thing about a Dreamcast though, man, they could play online games on a 33.6k modem and they still didn't lag. How cool is that? Play broadband games here and they lag, it's just like, Jesus Christ. Imagine how good the engineering and Sega did, you know. Ahead of the time.
Yeah, they must have had a really solid netcode.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is though, I still use it as an excuse as to why I always died on Quake 3 was because of all the lag and everything. Then I got broadband and realised I was still dying on those sorts of games. So yeah. Then I realised, but yeah, it's just because I'm shit.
Well, there you go. You've admitted that.
Exactly. When I got to over 20 meg broadband, I thought, I've got to stop blaming it on the connection now. It is just me.
At least... Admitting that you're crap is one half of the battle. It's just getting better than that than is the next part.
True.
Oh, right. You've been quite invigorated by that. Yeah, I was going to go around and do Sega tattoos tonight. There's only a handful, which is quite cool. But Google Sega tattoos if you want to see some cool ones. We've already shown a couple to the IRC room anyway as well, but yes. Right, a few more requests. We might go for a bit longer than an hour and 20 minutes, which is the conventional time, so we'll see. There's plenty going on tonight, and a lot of you are listening, so yeah. As usual, Still some slots available on PhoneMix if you want to join our Skype, add PhoneMix with an F. And also requests come in by a direct message in the chat room, and you can also tweet it at FastBeatMedia. I'll be keeping an eye on that over the next musical break if you want to add some more requests. You're listening to FastBeat's PhoneMix, and coming up next, we've got a special little remix actually. This is one that's showcased by Sega on their American blog recently as well. It's a Sonic the Hedgehog 4 remix, because a bunch of those remixes were done recently. So they showcased some as well, really. And this is a Genesis remix, which I think sounds like this is what it should sound like, actually, rather than what Jun Sonu has cooked up, to be honest. It's not as nice as he's put the classical sounds in, but this is really how it should sound at the end of the day, really. And we'll throw in M-Flow, Tripod Baby, even though it was in the show earlier that Echo Hawk did. But seems like there's been a bit of a demand for it, as it were. Anyway, I'll leave you with this Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Splash Hill Genesis remix. You're listening to Fast Food's Phone Mix.
気が気じゃない Want to ask them throughout the night俺見て騒がないと気が叫ぶ俺味喜ぶ She's done, but I'm not done I got to go What you doing now? Don't get so she's dangerous This ain't the game Sometimes you gotta make some new game
Just ain't that easy. again, and it's you scratch again and again.
Good evening and welcome back to Fast Food Spot Mix. Yes, we just had a Mr. Wonder Man on the air there. Let's give you a rundown of what's been playing since we've been off the air talking amongst ourselves. Of course, we have Rise of Fred Wonder Man 7-inch version. We've had the Doomsday, which is from Sonic 3 & Knuckles Remix Project as well there, Project Chaos, the Sega Mix, Enflow's bonus track off of Shadow of the Hedgehog, Tripod Baby, and long-awaited Sonic 4 Splash or Genesis Remix, which I wish I didn't go about really. So, guys in the RC, what did you think of that Sonic 4 remix? If you want to let me know, but, I'd like to hear feedback, because I think that's what it should sound like. Hats off to the bloke who did that. I can't remember his name, never mind. But you can find it on the Sega blog somewhere. So yeah, that's what we've just been playing with. We'll have a bit of a banter and wrap things up for this evening, I think, really. But less demand requires us to be on longer. There's a lot of you listening tonight. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. D'Artagnan in the chat room says Summer of Sonic should have Rise of Fred. That would
Sega,
be
get it organised.
I mean, come on. Nowadays, Rise of Fred can't be that much, you know, to hire up. It's not like he's big in the charts, you know.
Well, you never know. He might be opening a local Summerfield that day or something. So, you never know.
Costco.
I've just realised I always go on Sega Bits, and apparently. The guy behind Rez, Tetsuya Mizuguchi, I think that's how you pronounce it, is to announce a new game tomorrow at E3. So,
right,
Rez 2.
It's supposed to be the spiritual successor to Rez.
Ooh,
interesting.
Exactly, Rez
2. I'll put it in the IRC. Now. I'll put it in the IRC. Yeah, there you go. There you go on the IRC.
And if anything, Sega was good at that sort of thing. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. Basically, he just tweeted saying that Q&T Tim's new game to be revealed on Monday at 5 p.m. PST at LA 30 o'clock now, Return to Synthesizia.
Which is a reference to Rez, of course.
Yeah.
Damn right, Rez 2 would be awesome, and you know, who knows what we can provide with motion technology and that sort of thing as well. Now, they could push it that bit further as well.
Yeah,
yeah, that could be interesting on the Wii. Yeah,
they do it sort of like Knights, maybe. I don't know. You just sort of be like, woo. This is radio. I can't show you how it works.
Yeah, but it says there the game has always been billed as a spiritual successor to Rez.
That's going to be interesting then, yeah. And hunted down from our community site, segabits.com, so definitely worth having a look there. Yeah. E3 coverage coming up, so I think we'll have a bit more to talk about next week with E3, because obviously it's just a sort of hyping up to it, as it were, really, and we'll find out a lot more about it next week as well, really.
Yeah, plus I love D'Artagnan's thing. Sequel to Rez equals Zez. Also, it is not during Microsoft's E3 thing. It's actually during Ubisoft's.
Well, that makes sense.
Because that's who he's with now.
Well, then that's not going to quite be the same as Resin, is it? Certainly from a licensing perspective.
He's got the rights.
I suppose. But it, you know, it's not the same development team. I'm going to say that much.
No, Q Entertainment.
That's his company.
All right, well, screw it.
It's not going to be exactly the same, though, is what I'm saying.
That's why they call it spiritual successor to it.
All right, have your cake and eat that. Fine, I lose, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so you've been defeated by your fellow co-host.
Yeah, that doesn't make me a hag though. So. So yeah. We are running thin on the ground now, so I think we may have to call it a night. Right, IRC room. Anyone who's listening in, give me requests and we'll put them in now. Otherwise, I'm boning on my cool little remix. Essentially, of what I've got, tunes-wise. So yeah, leave you on a small note here, of course, really. There is a project lurking in the background from myself, Faster Media. So keep an eye on it, which means tuning into the phone mix every week to find out. Or keep an eye on FasterMedia.net, of course, really. So we'll leave this week with a side note of recapping Radio Sega schedule this week. We have Wednesday, we have the Sega Jukebox at 9 o'clock UK time with SJ here.
Hey!
So get your requests in. You can do that on the Radio Sega forums, I believe, or you can probably tweet it, I'd imagine.
Yeah, you can tweet it. Tweet it through my username, which is SJ1307.
Cool, so you can do that. Then on Friday we have Sega Ages with Resin SD. Anything special planned this week?
It's the music from Sega fighting games this week. It was a theme suggested by Wrath, so it's a pretty cool one. So, you know, your normal stuff, your Streets of Rages, your Eternal Champion, your Virtual Fighters. And can expect all that stuff, so hopefully that'll be good. And as a note, it's on 30 minutes later than normal this week, 9:30 UK time on Friday because of the football, so...
Yeah, so in other words, what you're saying is you can expect all the great music without all the punching noises, the swooshing sounds, and the KO.
Every so often, I might interject some of that, just for the real experience. Either that, or I'll just be crying if England have lost. It could be a really poor show otherwise.
And <it is. laughs> and now I'm gonna play you fighting in the streets. God, you can really be an actor, can't you, sometimes?
Yeah. No, I can't! How dare you say that about me? Okay, thanks. Apparently D'Artagnan's not keen on fighting games.
Oh, well. Sucks to be him.
Yeah.
I'm a platform.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, MTO is announcing retirement of one form or another. I'm sure we'll see him back there. You know you love it, so yeah. Right, I got a couple of requests here. Got JJ Rock from Sonic Rush, and we've also got Sonic Underground Rock version. I'm not sure if that's the title theme or not, but it's the nearest thing I can find on here at the moment as well. So yeah, I think that covers everything in the episode as well. Getting through a few episodes now, and we're getting closer and closer to Summer Sonic, so the hype will be continuing next week. We have more Sega goodness and more Sonic goodness, of course, as well, really. So yeah. We'll just leave those last two in. I'll try to fit in Space Hour in, Joss. So you knows it in there. But yeah, it's a goodbye from myself, Fastbeat. And goodbye from my fellow co-hosts, SJ, Resin SD, and Ryo Nokagi, Spawn of Jack, and Joshua Kane, who actually joined us as well. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So no, he wasn't a show.
Hello. What about me?
Yeah. I deadled on you, damn it. As a random announcer would say,
Shut up and sit down.
Yes, shut up and sit down. I would love to relay in the sound effects to the co-host, but it's not possible technically. I had to look into it earlier. So maybe another way, possibly, but we'll see. Anyway, yeah, we're going. We're going off down the pub and having a few pints and laughing at football fans. And that's going to get lose a lot of our listeners probably, but hey. Why are you going to? Anyway, this has been the Foam Mix episode 8, the true trial episode, I should probably call it, but it's just trial episode anyway. We'll see you next Sunday. Have a good week, and catch us with more Sega Sonic and goodness next week. Goodbye!
Bye!
Bye.
See ya!
Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
Listen to our freedom sound.